Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Eureka. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
Melody Malden.
Good evening. How can I assist you today?
Yes, I just got a charge on my checking account from Quality Living. I need to find out what that is. We did not authorize anything.
Okay, no problem. Can you verify your zip code for me?
29642.
Can you see your last name again for me?
Okay, it would be in my husband's name. It would be, the last name is Malden, M-A-U-L-D-I-N.
Nathan?
Nathan, yes.
Okay, can you verify your shipping address for me?
301 Kingsman Lane, Easley, South Carolina.
Thank you for verifying that for me. I do have the account pulled up here, and it's for the Focus watch with the warranty. When he ordered that Focus watch, it was a 14-day trial for it, so you had to call the council to stop that one-time charge for that watch because it wasn't free after the trial period.
Okay, he did not know that. He has not even opened the watch.
Yes, ma'am. So
the $64.97 is the price of the watch?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Yes, we need to get this off. If we need to return the watch or whatever, that's fine, but he did not know about any additional charge to the account.
Okay, so what I can do for him, I can give him a 50% discount off the watch because
We don't want a 50% discount. He thought all he was paying for was shipping. So he does not want this. We do not want this charge on our account.
Yes, ma'am. I understand. So you have to return the watch in order to get that refunded back. So let me give you the information you need to return it.
Okay.
One second. What about if I offer me a free pair of earbuds? Would you still want to return that product?
Do what now? I mean, he returned everything. Nothing's been open. Nothing's been touched. We do not want this charge on our account, the $64.97. So whatever we need to do to get this off.
Okay, no problem. Just get the shipping address for you.
Now, has there been any other charge that you have pushed through on our account?
Not that I'm showing here. I see the watch for $69.97, and I see a decline for the second one was $64.97.
Okay, so you just pushed through a charge for $69.97 as well?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, because I called the bank and said it was fraudulent. So what is that for?
It was then you ordered two watches.
No, he didn't order two watches.
It was two Focus watch. It was one for $5.97 and the other one was for $5.97. Make sure. It was ordered for two watches.
He got he got a watch and two Bluetooth headphones.
It's not showing for the headphones. I'm just saying two watches, no warranty. But you can return both of them. They just probably got the watch instead of earbuds. But you can return both of them. It just only pushed through for the watch. So,
are we going to get a credit or for the $69.97 and the $64.97?
No, the $64.97 charge didn't go through.
Well, I just got a warning on my account, but it has not gone through yet. So you're stopping the $64.97.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So to get the $69.97 back, what address do we need to return this to?
That's what I'm going to get your information now. 1 second. And you do have, I'm giving you a 7-day extension also to have the product shipped back before 7 days.
Okay, we will ship it on Monday.
Monday, a holiday.
Oh, it'll be Tuesday then.
Okay. I'm just giving it address now. It's 105 Sarah Way, SERRAWAY, number 179, Milpitas, MILPITAS, California, 95035.
Okay, so that was 105 Sarah, SERRA, Way, number 179, MILPITAS, California, 95035.
Yes, ma'am, that's correct.
Okay, all right, so you've stopped the $64.97.
Yeah, that's why I stand it out for 7 days for you to give you time to ship it back. So I put in the notes here. So you did ship the product back and hold the charge.
Okay. And then the $69.97 would be credited back to our account.
Yeah, once you return it, that's when they'll credit that $69.97.
Okay. All right. Now, where are you located? Where are you?
I'm down south.
Okay, so you're just kind of a in-between person.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, what is your name?
Eureka.
Okay, all right. So chances are if I call this number again, I wouldn't get you, right?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, but you've extended it, and then we'll get it shipped out on Tuesday.
Yes, ma'am, I did.
Okay. All right. I appreciate your help.
No problem. I appreciate you for calling customer support today. Enjoy the rest of your evening.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.